What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And we're going to take one more phone call, then we're going to close the phone lines for a while because I got some news. Gaither in Oklahoma, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, buddy. Anyway, Mike, I'm a man of solutions, and I really believe that we can think our way out of this. I believe. Hello? Are you still there?
Yes, you're on the air.
All right, well, it's beeping real loud. Anyway, I'm a man of solutions. Let's purge. Everybody get rid of all the things in your storage sheds. Give it to people who need it. And we can start a revolution just by everybody helping each other out. I know for a fact that everybody's got a storage shed or a giant room full of stuff you haven't used in years. And that people can use right now to even start a business, start different things. Let's help ourselves. Let's quit looking at the big plan and look at the little plan. Let's beat each other. Let's help each other. And right now, we can do this. We can do this, people. I mean, Mike, you agree with this or not?
Absolutely, I agree with it. And Claire and I certainly do the same thing. Things that we no longer need, we donate to one of the two programs we're involved in, which is not only a food program, but a clothing program, shoe program, whatever. And every once in a while, we'll clean things out and we'll take it all down. We'll say, just find people who need it. And it all goes. There's huge demand out there. But we should be learning how to take care of each other for another reason. We have been encouraged to become totally and completely dependent on the corporate media supply chain. And in the event of war or an economic crash, that supply chain is going to fail. And right now is when we all need to be rebuilding our sense of community with our neighbors, our friends. That social interaction on Facebook, those people are way too far away to actually be of any use in the event of an emergency. You need to start talking with your neighbors face-to-face in the real world, build those relationships, because that's how you're going to get through the coming hard times, is by learning how to provide for yourself and to form these little neighborhood networks where people of certain skills can take care of things like plumbing and other certain skills. You can share child care or anything like that, but it's absolutely essential that you do that. And,
Well, you know as well as I do, it seems like, you know, I'm a simple man. I'm a carpenter. A master carpenter, been 35 years, but us carpenters, us plumbers, and us electricians, we didn't mess this up. It's all these educated people at these universities. No hard feelings, man. We sat back and we applauded these people and for years. And you know what? They are the culprits of all this problem. There are not. I do not know of any great men right now. You can publicize that's just a regular dude. Well, why is that? No, there's plenty of regular dudes that are great.
You're still on the air here. There's an old saying that all of humanity breaks down into four categories: makers, takers, breakers, and fakers. And people like you, carpenters and farmers, you're the makers. Takers, well, that's the bankers and the tax people. The breakers, that's the war machine, and then the fakers are the ones who rule us all through their fakery, whether it's religious leaders and their stories about the imaginary playmate in the sky, or the politicians who campaign on promises of peace and then take you into war. And by the way, we put up a little video clip on whatreallyhappened.com earlier in the week of one of Woodrow Wilson's campaign speeches, in which he was promising to keep Americans out of Europe's war. And, of course, once he was president, he helped set up that hoax around the Lusitania, and we got marched off to war again.
Well, yeah, well, that was the Jewish influence, but we do know, one thing, Mike, you can do is let these people know we can do it in the micro. I mean, we're scared of death. What can we do about Washington? Nothing. But we can look right next door and help those right next door.
Yes, and we can, and we should.
That hurts Washington more than anything you can imagine. Most people don't realize it. by us helping each other, it kills the Washington, the whole deal. So,
well, it's not just a threat to Washington. It's a threat to the corporate culture, because the corporate culture wants to keep us dependent on whatever it is they're selling in the store. Even if it's toxic and harmful and dangerous, they want us being forced to buy their products so that they get our money. It's like the CEO of Nestle saying access to drinking water is not a natural right, and it should be commoditized. Next, it'll be air. If you don't pay your air bill, they epoxy over your mouth and nose, let you suffocate.
One little thing I am doing in my neighborhood is I have some black neighbors, and they're anti-gun, and I'm taking their children for 2 hours a week. I start them with crossbows, and they're gonna. I got them to where they're now not afraid of guns. What we need to do is teach everybody that it's okay to be an American. You know,
I agree.
It's been our time, and just everybody has to put out some effort. We can do it at home, people. You don't sit around and wait for the government to fix this. Come on, we got to do it. Right, thank you, Mike. I'm sorry I'm venting, but I love you, Mike. You have a good day.
All right, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. One of the disservices that has been done to the American people by TV shows, movies, even comic books, is this idea that somewhere out there is a savior who is going to come and make things okay. That if you just sit there calmly and you don't do anything, sooner or later the Lone Ranger is going to ride over that hill and take care of the evil people, or Batman's going to show up, or Klaatu is going to come on down, and boy, we sure need him now. But of course, it's all fiction. And what it does is it encourages people to not take action for themselves, to correct the obvious wrongs in the world. But now's the time to do that. And what Gaither here said is a perfect way to do it. Start learning to be independent of corporate supply chains. Start learning how to cooperate with your friends and neighbors. Build a sense of community in your neighborhood. And because that's what's going to get you through this. Nobody's going to be able to survive the coming chaos in this country following an economic collapse or being defeated in World War III. Nobody's going to survive it on their own. You're not going to be able to do it solo. Now is the time to start building those relationships, learning who you can help, how you can help them, how they can help you. And another disservice that's done to the American people are all these commercial charities that you see on TV, where you send in a check and then you sit back thinking that you've done all you need to do to make the society better. And look at how many of those charities turn out to be complete frauds. One of the reasons Claire and I are directly involved in the programs we're involved with here on the island of Oahu is we know that 100% of the money and effort actually reaches the people who are in need. And it, too, is a community effort. It's organized by the church where Claire's the choir mistress and by one other church that we have a good relationship with. And it's just people in the neighborhood, people in the congregation coming together to do something for the homeless and hungry who are out there. And nobody gets paid for it. But we know that 100% of the effort reaches the people that it needs to get to. All right. Now then, getting on back to the economic news here. Story coming on out. Pension fund crisis. Trillions will not be paid on out. That is the scale of the shortfall in the pension funds. And all of that goes back to that 2008 mortgage-backed security fraud meltdown. Because when these mortgage bundles started being put together, they were a hot item on Wall Street, and Wall Street's pet rating agencies all rated them triple A. Now, pension funds, because their clientele are senior citizens who don't have the luxury of time to rebuild their lives following an economic loss. Pension funds are restrained by law. They can only invest in AAA rated securities. And the Wall Street rating firms rated these mortgage bundles AAA. except for one agency, Egan Jones, which was then attacked by the Securities and Exchange Commission for their heresy. And then, of course, the mortgage-backed security fraud imploded. The pensions were defunded. And because bankers and financial people are demigods in our society, nobody had the spine to stand up and say, Wall Street created this mess. Instead, we start hearing about how people are living too long and they're retiring too early and they're really expecting too much from these pension funds they've paid into over their lives. And now there's literally trillions in shortfalls, pension funds, money that is supposed to be paid out to retirees, and it just isn't there any longer. Social Security is in trouble. President Bill Clinton plundered Social Security for the cash buildup that had been created for the surge in retirements in the baby boomers. And he simply grabbed that money, moved it over to the general ledger, and spent it as general revenues. They called it a loan. The money was replaced with special treasury bonds, but the government can't redeem those bonds. It's bad paper. If you really think about it, the U.S. government is already in a state of default, and they defaulted on you, the American worker, because you can't fight back. They don't dare default on the Federal Reserve. They don't dare default on foreign debt. The American worker, what are they going to do? They've already stopped working. And that's how we got into this mess. And it all goes back to that Ponzi scheme called private central banking. Now, story coming out of IntelliHub, Goldman Sachs is claiming that propping up the economy is great. Sure, we can just keep on going forever, printing up more money and creating out of thin air. Now, we know how well that worked out for Zimbabwe. They reached the point where they literally had paper notes that said $100 trillion on them. And they were actually worth about 12 cents U.S. And that's where we're headed. They're trying to hide the real inflation, the official U.S. government calculation of inflation, which is as trustworthy as the U.S. government's calculation for unemployment, ignores food and fuel, which is where inflation really shows up the most. The really alarming thing is that some years ago, the Federal Reserve stopped publishing a figure called the M3 aggregate. And it was a single number, and it was simply the total volume of currency in circulation, and it was an absolutely accurate measure of inflation. And they stopped publishing it. You people don't need to know what's going on here. Just sit back and trust that it'll all work out in the end for us. But we're hideously in debt. We're borrowing more for all of these wars. And that is another reason why I foresee a Soviet Union-style collapse hitting Washington, D.C. Because the Soviet Union, responding to American aggression, such as the Star Wars Initiative, bankrupted itself on their weapons. And now the United States is doing exactly the same thing. When you count up weapons development, weapons procurement, paying for the actual ongoing wars, maintaining all the bases in the Pentagon, and veterans and retirement benefits, that's almost 50% of the gross domestic product. Can you imagine what would happen to our nation's economy if that money started to be put back into building new factories, restoring our infrastructure? Right now, the wealth differential, the wealth inequality in this country is so severe. That's why it's breaking down. We were down at the mall looking at the Easter sales. Every holiday now is an occasion for trying to push more product on the American people. And we were looking at the mall, and a lot of people were walking around, chatting with friends and everything, and hardly anybody was buying. They're out of money, and they don't want to use those credit cards anymore. And even Wall Street is starting to realize the problem is that ordinary people just don't have the money anymore. And so now We have this story that came out of Investment Watch blog. The second largest U.S. brokerage house is chasing after Chinese investors. They want to take U.S. properties here and sell them to people in China. Because despite all the news you've heard about the Chinese economy being in trouble, and it is, the Chinese people still have money. They can buy houses. Americans can't. Now, the reason China's economy is in trouble is because they're a major manufacturing, exporting country. Yes, they make really cheap, shoddy products, if that's what the American importers ask for, the big box stores. China can make really cool things. This iPhone was made in China. I don't think there's an American company that can actually make something like that. But China's primary customer for its exported products was the United States of America. And as Americans are plundered for their money to pay for the wars and to keep the money junkies happy, we're buying less and less of their products. This is an iPhone 5. I don't plan on upgrading to the iPhone 6 or 7 until I absolutely have to. And so China's economy, that portion of it dependent on Americans buying their products, is in serious trouble, and it's had a domino effect. All righty. Apparently, Tony Blair is getting ready to team up with Farron, the Liberal Democrat leader, Tim Farron. Crossing party lines, Blair is joining forces with the Liberal Democrats to find some way to halt the Brexit. Tony Blair is telling the British voters to back any candidate that opposes Brexit. Remember, Theresa May has called a snap election this summer. And both sides are campaigning to try and get a parliament that is going to go along with the will of the British people. And, of course, the Remain camp wants to try and get Parliament loaded up with parliamentarians who will vote to end Brexit. And remember how much they cheated during the Brexit election, the referendum. They're going to do the same thing this summer. Now, over in France, Marine Le Pen is out there campaigning and wants to be the next president of the French Republic, is already dealing with massive election fraud. And she made a comment standing on a stage in front of the flag of France saying, I want to be the president of the French Republic. I don't want to be the European Commission president. And then she went on to say the European Union has done a lot of harm to her country. And Brussels is raging at her for refusing to have the flag of the European Union on the stage with her. Now, last week we were talking about how Hungary and Poland are willing to risk and endure European Union sanctions rather than be forced to take more refugees. The Czech Republic has just stepped up with them. That's how much harm the refugee program has caused to these European countries. And it is amazing to see how all of these various governments have been taken over by the globalists, who are just pushing for this blurring of all humanity and the dropping of borders in a single one-world government and a single one-world private central bank, no matter how much harm it brings to their own population. They're willing to erase their own culture, their own heritage, their own history, because they dream of a one-world government and of the day their particular bottom sits on that golden throne of planet Earth. I'm thinking most of these people are really certifiable. It would be nice if there really was a machine that you could hook up to somebody, push a button, and the machine says, yeah, these people are mentally ill. All right, we got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
The new word on the street is bloated.
Yeah, you eat this food,
GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24-7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse
every... And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Now, last week, there was an incident in New York where there was this New York State judge, Sheila Abdus Salam, and she was found floating in the Hudson River and immediately was declared, well, suicide, terrible. We don't know why she would do something like that, but obviously that's what it is. And the only thing they had about it was that a 2 years, her brother and mother both committed suicide around Easter, 2 years apart from each other. And they said, well, she's just maintaining a family tradition. Apparently, the NYPD now has reason to pull back on that suicide claim, that initial suicide claim, and they're treating it as a suspicious death. So there may have been an assassination. A lot of wet work going on here. Now, over in Maryland, Governor Hogan has signed into law Senate Bill 217, and Senate Bill 217 modifies the state's rape law, removing the requirement that victims need to prove they resisted sex. And on the face of it, it sounds like kind of a common sense situation. But looking back at the 1990s rape hysteria, we saw a huge number of cases where women who had morning after regrets, they felt guilty about having had sex even though they consented to it, or they consented to sex and then faced criticism from friends and family, would often cry rape where none had occurred. There was one gentleman, Gary Dotson, went to prison for 6 years because the woman who accused him, and they hadn't even been together, he'd never even met her, but the woman who accused him was having consensual sex with her boyfriend, didn't want her parents to realize that she was sexually active, and said, "Oh, I was raped, and that's the guy who did it." So the requirement to demonstrate resistance was done to protect men from false accusations of rape. And again, looking back in the 1990s, rape was the second most common falsely reported crime because of all the rape hysteria in the media. So I'm not sure that this is really a good idea. And part of the problem is, yes, no means no. But yes has to mean yes. And there is a problem that you need to deal with, that women will say yes at one point in time, regret it, feel guilty about it, and then say, "Well, I'm not guilty of sex, I was raped." So, this is a very bizarre story in the world of political correctness, coming out of governmentslaves.info. Black students are now condemning truth as an invention of white people, which sounds bizarre. Okay, who invented the lies then? And it's another artifact of what's being called the post-truth world, where they're actually trying to sell the idea that facts and reality aren't really relevant anymore, that your perceptions and beliefs are all that matter. And if they can manipulate your perceptions and belief, then they can manipulate you. And those people who are interested in actually looking at the truth are a bunch of wild-eyed, tinfoil hat, kook, wingnut, conspiracy wackos who should be shunned by all right-thinking people here. All right, let's talk a little bit about computers. A story coming out of Blacklisted News. There are some leaked documents that are showing Google contractors suppressing the independent media, and Google has now admitted, yes, they have been doing this. And they do it through the suppression of search results. People who are looking for certain things, it won't show up in the search algorithm. The algorithm is deciding for you what you're going to see. We were talking just yesterday about how somebody had gone and looked at search results for Hillary Clinton on Google, Yahoo, and Bing, and Google was obviously filtering. We'll be right back after these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Yesterday, we were talking about this new, almost undetectable phishing attack that is spreading all over the world, in which you think you are clicking on the domain name of a known and trusted site, and you get taken to a website that looks like the site you think you're on, which then proceeds to try and infiltrate your machine and acquire various information. And the way it works is the fake domains are actually created using what are called Unicode characters that create foreign alphabet letters that look almost identical to the English language. And at a casual glance, you think you're looking at, for example, apple.com. And so the domains are registered and the phishing attack is put on out. And it's very, very hard to detect. Now, the good news is somebody has already come on out with an add-on for the Chrome browser called IDN Safe. And I've already downloaded and installed it. And IDN Safe blocks these internationalized domain names, puny code domains. And it does have a whitelist, so if there's something that really actually does have Unicode characters that you need to get to and you know it's safe, you can whitelist them. and it's for Chrome, but you can use it on Opera because there is a mechanism in Opera where you can download these Chrome plugins, and I assume that it will be available for other browsers as well very, very quickly. So there's some good news on that front. Homeland Security is warning of BrickerBot malware that destroys unsecured internet-connected devices. So you'd better go on out and buy some new security software for your Internet of Things. Actually, I have a better solution. Don't buy Internet of Things devices. Do you really need them? It's a fad. It's another fad. You don't need a coffee maker that plugs into the Internet. And already it's turning out to be a major, major, major headache. Now, Bose Corporation, which is famous for its audio products, very expensive ones, they're now facing a lawsuit because it turns out their latest wireless headphone it can be spied on. And but they Bose actually spies on its wireless headphone customers by using an app that tracks the music, podcasts, and other audio they listen to and sells the information without permission to the marketing companies. So it's just really getting out there, and it's absurd. Good reason not to have wireless headphones. And there's another reason not to have wireless anything, and I'm not talking about the electronic noise and its adverse health effects. If you're using, for example, a wireless keyboard and a wireless mouse, hackers nearby with the appropriate equipment can see what you're typing, including passwords to your bank account. And so the it's all corded mice and keyboards here. WikiLeaks is continuing to release information from Vault 7 and confirming that the CIA tools are able to infiltrate MacBooks and iPhones. And they're everywhere. They're spying on everybody. It's like they think there's no more Fourth Amendment. Now, if you have a hot point product like a cooker or washer or oven, do not arrange a repair by visiting the company's site. Netcraft says that the appliance vendor's website is foisting nastyware onto visitors. And that's becoming a problem, too, where real, legitimate websites are being compromised to plant malware on your computer. It is totally and completely out of control. And another reason to think all this talk about the NSA being able to spy on everybody is a bluff to scare us into silence, and it has not worked, I might add, is they're unable to find all these cyber criminals. The ransomware writers, not able to do it. Now, we were talking the other day about how Microsoft has arbitrarily declared that they're going to stop patches and updates on Windows 7 and Windows 8 on some of the newer CPU chips, because if you've got the money to afford a new CPU chip, you've got the money to buy Windows 10. And apparently, over at the Register in Great Britain, there's a developer that says he's already found a way to get around the block. And he hopes to be publishing it as soon as it's done testing. And if you have this, and you have one of the newer processors, you can keep your Windows 7, Windows 8, and still get the security updates. If you like your Windows 7, you can keep your Windows 7. Now, the other day, actually it was longer ago than that. It was about, I think, a month or so. And we were talking about this doll in Germany called the My Friend Kayla. And researchers discovered the dolls were recording the children playing with it and sending this information out to a third party specializing in voice recognition for police. And Germany outlawed the dolls. Germany told the parents to get rid of the toys out of concern that pedophiles would hack on in to these dolls and find out when the children would be vulnerable. And Germany is now backing it up. If you are caught with a My Friend Kayla doll now, it is a $26,500 fine. So, There's been a study about people who use their cell phones while driving. And yes, it is a dumb thing to do. Just a 2-second distraction while you are driving increases your risk of a collision or an accident by 20%. It is simply not worth it. Here in Hawaii, it's a $300 fine if you're caught using your cell phone while driving. But apparently, using sensors and other equipment, they did a survey, and they discovered 88% of drivers are using the phones. And that really is ridiculous. Now, I want to take a little time out here, call this consumer protection. If you are a prepper, one of the things you really ought to have is a good shortwave radio. And when I was younger, I built a Heathkit shortwave radio, and because we had to meet a weight limit when we were brought here to Hawaii, I gave the shortwave away, and I've always regretted it. It was a wonderful, wonderful machine, along with the pride of having built it myself by hand. So shortly before the Radio Shack at the bottom of the hill closed, they were having a half-price off sale. And I decided I was going to get a new shortwave radio in order to be able to hear what other countries are saying without it being filtered through America's corporate media and so forth. So I went on down, and even though I'm skeptical of Radio Shack, there really wasn't any place else. Best Buy doesn't carry shortwave radios. And so I went down to Radio Shack, and there was one radio that they had, one model, basically, and it was a Grundig. And I said, okay, Grundig is a well-respected name. Anybody who knows radio knows Grundig has a very great reputation for televisions and radios and its shortwaves. I remember when I was a kid, my grandfather had a Grundig shortwave radio. And so I got it. And mostly, I've had here in the office playing the local FM music station, keep myself company when I'm working. And I decided that I was going to go on out and try and hear the voice of Korea and sort of get direct from North Korea what is going on, which is why I was able to tell that caller earlier in the show that North Korea is out there saying their weapons are being built to deter an invasion by the United States, because they've been invaded by the United States before, and it was a really unpleasant affair. And so I'm trying to tune to the frequency. I can't find the voice of Korea. I figure, okay, maybe the ionosphere is messed up. The sun is active, Irby. And I'm going around the dial, and I decide as a simple test to tune into the WWV. Now, WWV are transmitters that operate on 5, 10, 15, and 20 megahertz, and they broadcast a time signal from the atomic clocks. These are run by the U.S. government. And it's a very accurate time reference, and it's used, well, we certainly used it up at the Table Mountain Observatory to set all of our clocks for the clock drives on the telescopes. And it's important for ships to be able to get the exact time, because they need that in the pre-GPS days to calculate their longitude. So I couldn't even hear those, and I'm just spinning around the dial. And I finally hit a WWV station and time signal, and it is more than a megahertz away from the displayed frequency on the radio. So I do a web search, and I find out two things. One, these particular Grundigs have that problem, and there is no way to fix it. Two, Grundig was actually acquired by another company back in 2007. And we've seen a lot of that, where somebody will have built a fabulous reputation for quality products, and somebody comes on in and they buy it, knowing the name is going to sell product, and they just slap the name on really cheaply made products. Because let's be honest, a shortwave radio that you cannot actually tune to a designated frequency is really not of any use whatsoever. And so I'm probably going to go on listening to FM music on this thing, but I'm going to have to get another shortwave radio. I don't have a huge amounts of it. I'd love one of those big communication receivers the hams have, but those go for huge, huge amounts of money. But it's just something to keep in mind that brand names often don't represent the brand after a while, after an acquisition. When Carly Fiorina took over Hewlett Packard, it had an excellent brand reputation. And then she figured, well, we'll just value engineer everything and people will buy it because it's Hewlett Packard. And when we started, when Claire and I started our production company, we were buying all this Hewlett Packard equipment because I'd had a positive memory of Hewlett Packard from my days with JPL and NASA. I had wonderful HP calculators, and all the stuff we bought was junk, was locking up, was falling apart. The CD-ROM burners, which were being manufactured in Hungary and had the HP name slapped on them, they were burning out after just 2 weeks. And we came close to losing the company just on the fact that everything was breaking down, and we came dangerously close to missing a deadline, at which point you get sued and you stop being the business that you are in. So you got to be very careful. And that's another reason why I think people like retail. If they've got the money, they're going to go into the store because they want to actually touch the object. And in hindsight, I should have turned on this radio and tuned to WWV to make sure the frequency worked. But how can you even imagine a company putting out a radio where the dial is like a whole megahertz off of what the real frequency is? So you got to be very, very careful. But you should have a good shortwave radio here. All right, we're going to take one more phone call, then we're going to close the lines for the rest of the show. Alan in Chicago, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Mike. I just wanted to comment, you talking always about your website coming under attack, and it's definitely a unique experience going to your site. Last night, I have an Android tablet, and when I went there, it just was sputtering. It was having such a hard time to log on to it, and when it finally got on, I've seen occasionally through Chrome, you'll see one or two, a bar will come up and say, pop-ups blocked. It said 25 pop-ups blocked. And I would
I would strongly suggest you check your Android for malware, hijackware. There's a lot of browser hijackers out on Android right now, because I certainly do not have that many pop-ups. There's there are three pop-unders. There are no pop-overs.
Right, and this was, I don't know, because I've had it before where I've gone on your site and actually it'll take you somewhere or have a denial of service. This one, I believe you're right. I think it's malware or something. Is it on somewhere somebody's putting that on to try to block people from getting on? Because I got on and I was able to scroll down, but when I came back up, it would, boom, it would try to hit me again with 25 pop-ups.
Yeah, that sounds like you've got a browser hijacker, because I am now paying for a service, an outside service, that scans web servers for malware. And they scan whatreallyhappened.com three times every day, and I get the reports that my site is clean, because I do spend a lot of time trying to keep this stuff from going on. And yes, at points in the past, my site has been broken into and malware was planted there, and I've taken steps to make sure that that's not going to happen again. But it's open season on computer users around the world. And they're not going to stop, because certainly the government isn't giving them any incentive to stop doing what they're doing. They're acting completely with impunity. I remember one time when my site was really being attacked and somebody was trying to plant child porn on it. And I did the proper legal thing. I called the FBI and I said, this is going on. And the agent who was assigned to the case, and I'm not going to name names because I don't want to get this person in trouble, literally told me off the record to my face that the U.S. attorney had instructed the FBI, hacker attacks on Patriot websites were not to be investigated. So, I mean, that's where we are right now.
Yeah, I've had another friend of mine, he has a business, and his website, it did direct you to some porn sites, and I know that one time GCN, a couple of years ago, just on the call-in line, it directed it over to some, like, porn call-in site. Or I do know that the Patriot sites are always under attack, and I was just curious, because I know every time you hit on a subject they don't like, I mean, they really blast your site, Mike.
Yeah, they do, and I've sort of become a little bit of a computer security expert, but again, the advantage is all on their side. The network is set up to allow them to be able to hide. Anytime there's been a suggestion of guaranteed authoritative backtrace to a source from which this is coming, there's all these industry spokesmen who stand up and say, oh, no, it's costing too much. It's going to overload the net. And, you know, your best solution is to go out and buy more security software.
Well, Mike, it would be like if your house continually got broken into and somebody would say, yeah, it's because you have a basement window that's continually open. That's what they do with these these computers, I guess. They leave a back door for the NSA or somebody.
Yeah, and the hackers and criminals will find it. And again, what we're getting from WikiLeaks Vault 7 document release is the CIA has a parallel program to the NSA. We've got two different groups doing the exact same job, and they're backdooring everything, and the criminals eventually will find all of this stuff and use it.
Well, I just wanted to say hi to you again and just run that by you. Have a great day, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And yeah, bye-bye. Right now there is a major epidemic of browser hijackers that are hitting the Android platforms. So you got to be very, very careful. You've got to know what to look for, and you know it does make life more miserable for all of us on these devices. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And in fairness, I do have to acknowledge that Hewlett-Packard has started to get their quality back in the post Carly Fiorina years. Most of the equipment I've seen lately seems a little bit better. And I'm certainly in love with my HP 50G graphing calculator. which I got when my HP 28C finally wore out, and I can't complain about that because I had that calculator for very, very, very long time, and I greatly enjoyed it. They're fun. In addition to solving your problems, they're a lot of fun, and I figured it was fair to just point that out. Now then, getting on back to the serious news here, story coming on out from Investment Watch blog, the new FDA commissioner, and we know how corrupt they've already been up to this point, but the current nominee for FDA commissioner is Scott Gottlieb, and apparently his agenda is speeding up the already recklessly too fast drug approval process. And it is a disaster given the fact that FDA-approved medical drugs already kill at least 106,000 Americans every single year. This is according to the Journal of the American Medical Association, July 26, 2000. And a lot of people are very concerned because he does have ties to the pharmaceutical industry. When he was at the FDA before, and he left in 2007, and he's currently a member of the Product Investment Board for drug giant GlaxoSmithKline, a member of the Board of Directors for Medivante, Gredelis, and Glytech. And so anybody who thinks the FDA under this guy is going to be looking out for what is healthy for you is dreaming. You must be high. But if you're going to be high, remember you have to buy the legalized, prescribed opiates. None of that street stuff out there. Here's a very interesting story. It's from Natural News, and it's talking about fake meat from a company called Impossible Foods. It's a Silicon Valley startup, and it's been invested in financially by Google and Bill Gates. And what they're trying to do is create a synthetic mush that will pass for meat to you, the American consumer. And unfortunately, I mean, their goal is to make it look, smell, and taste like real meat, but it's filled with genetically modified organisms, monosodium glutamate, all kinds of other toxins. It's Soylent Red is what it is. And it's another reminder that between Fukushima and the Deepwater Horizon disaster destroying much of the Pacific fisheries, there actually isn't enough natural, organic, safe food for the human population. And that's why they're trying to come up with all of these artificial products that are made up out of whatever they can find around in the ground. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. We will be back tomorrow, Thursday, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please make a point of taking what you learn here and sharing it on your social media, your friends, and your family. We are not out of danger yet of World War III, and it's going to take a united American people to try and stop this before we all face a horrible outcome. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.